Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batzer, to my mate, Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, who's going to report on the climate. The conditions in New England, southern New England, are unusual. We had a snow shower 2 days ago. It was gone by noontime. We've had a very dry fall, so much so my pond is down 6 feet. It was down 8 feet. The stream was dry, which is extremely unusual this late into fall. It's filling up a little bit with the melting snow, but not much. And we need lots of rain, a month till winter. But that's new southern New England in the northern hemisphere. Jeremy's in the springtime with a month to summertime, and things are acting oddly. But it is a continent, so I don't hold it to the same conditions that I do in the region of New England. But in any event, Jeremy, a good day to you. Right now in New South Wales, what are the conditions?
G'day, John. I can report right now as we speak, the conditions are hot, they're dry, they are windy, and it feels exactly like we're in the middle of summer. And when I say hot, I don't just mean a little bit of heat. I'm talking temperatures that are around 35 degrees Celsius. So we're nearing the 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and we're expecting down in even Victoria, which is a lot further south than us, some areas are going to hit 40 degrees. So that's around about 110, 115 degrees Fahrenheit. So honestly, John, everything you've described there about the dryness there in New England and I guess the fact that you don't have water kind of applies to us right now, except the only thing is the reverse, and we are in very, very warm conditions right now.
Yes, I see along the Melbourne coast, that's South Australia, you have 40 degrees routinely, 40 degrees centigrade. That's over 100 degrees Fahrenheit routinely. Very odd. Any rain near you or across the continent?
Well, basically about this time last week, we had rain right across the continent, including right here. When I say rain, we had a good 2.5 inches, which was fantastic. It filled up our water tanks. It meant the gardens got a good soaking, and it basically relieved us from the heat. And although I just said we were in very hot, dry conditions, it's completely blustery out there with very, very high temperatures, tomorrow we're actually going to start to see rain again. Here in New South Wales, it's not going to be too bad. It's going to be maybe 1 or 2 inches across the next few days. But we're actually expecting rain bombs to hit some parts of Australia. And those parts are primarily Queensland. We're expecting Victoria, again, to have some very flash flooding conditions, such as high-intensity storms and rain coming through. We're basically expecting what we had during the wintertime, just we're having it right now at the beginning of summer, and it's going to be very quick, very ferocious across the week, and then we'll probably go into catastrophic dry conditions again. So, John, we are going to get rain, and it's going to be a lot of it. So the authorities are really, and it's interesting watching this in the preparation of a lot of the state governments, the authorities are preparing for the fire season, which means we're getting the firebombing aircraft out there where they drop water for them. The local country fire services are out practicing how to fight bushfires, basically getting ahead of the curve. But at the same time, they're also preparing for floods. They're getting out there, preparing sandbags, making sure that the flood preparedness situation, the headquarters, are all ready to go, because conceivably this time next week when we're talking again, we'll be reporting on a week of flooding that's possibly going to be devastating in some areas. So we are really getting whiplash in some ways because of the weather. It's just very extreme right now.
Yes, the Met Office is reporting this is the hottest spring in 42 years. That would take us back to the 1980s. Okay. And very warm temperatures in November. So it's too early. You know, we need about another 100 years of metrics to determine whether this is a permanent or just a one-off, a drifting into it. Now, Jeremy, the other thing is that all of Australia is very different. Are there any unusual conditions in the north? We never get to talk about it. Not Queensland, Northern Territory, Darwin.
The Northern Territory, actually, it's funny you do mention that. Ironically, the Northern Territory, which is really characterized by its monsoonal conditions, so you can imagine tropical rain, storms every single day, as we always joke, and it's actually true. Northern Territory, Darwin, the main city, gets a storm almost 3 p.m. on the dot every single day during this part of the year. You can actually almost set your watch by it. Right now, though, they're actually experiencing slightly drier conditions. They aren't getting the rapid storms that they normally get by at this time of year. They certainly are getting a bit of rain around the coastal areas, but it's not pushing to the interior, so southern Northern Territory. So in some ways, it's actually a little bit reversed. The Northern Territory, where we do expect to see that really, really wet season happening about now, just isn't getting it. But you know what? We were kind of warned about that a little bit. The Southern Annular Mode, which is an Antarctic-given weather condition that's basically creating a lot of this rapid rain conditions down here in the south, is effectively drawing some of the moisture out of the northern reaches, and which means basically the Northern Territory is a little bit drier this time of year. So we're seeing some normality amongst the chaos, but no, normality we're seeing is not what you'd expect to see from year to year. So I guess if you want to try and avoid some of that rain that we're going to get this week, the Northern Territory, funnily enough, might actually be the place to go.
Now, a piece of good news. This is wonderful beach weather, correct, Jeremy? The beaches, the big beach in New South Wales is crowded, and the Barbies are out. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, John. And I must say, not the wooden barbies. You can only have gas barbecues and electric barbecues right now because of the fire ban. But I can say the early news reports this morning on our daytime television were showing that Bondi Beach was absolutely what we Aussies say was absolutely chockers right now with people.
Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales. All things are not good on the beach, however. When we come back, we're going to a Perth beach, and it's reptile time. This is CBS Eye on the World. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.